Miracles Now. Miracles Now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Miracles Now. We seldom are aware of miracles. They take place all around us all the time. We cause them to happen all the time. We are miracle makers. We are creating miracles in our life every moment, every day. No matter what we do, we are doing a miracle. The very fact of our bodies is a miracle. It's a miracle how each cell grows and each cell does its own wonderful work and its own wonderful job. That truly is a miracle, and we don't appreciate that. But we go on as though it is not a miracle, as though it's just a physiological process, something that happens and something that everyone has, and it takes place in everybody's life. But the minute we begin recognizing it, as a miracle, then something beautiful takes place in our life. Something wonderful takes place in our life, because then something is happening to us in a way that sets us up for something so magical, so exciting, that we realize for the first time that we are in charge of creating the miracles in our life. We are in charge of creating the magic in our life. We are in charge of creating all that takes place in our world. And we're in charge of creating all that takes place in our world by our thought. By every thought we think and every idea we have goes through our mind. Now, some people, they have beautiful thoughts going through their mind about music, and they bring forth music. Other people write books. Other people tell stories. Other people are parents, mothers or fathers, that are the most outstanding, most creative, most dynamic mothers and fathers in the world, because they know that they have this miracle in their hand. This miracle they call a child, their child. And they know that if they encourage that child to be something magical and good and beautiful, it will. They know that's how the principle. And you and I, we know that's how the principle works. And that's how we work the principle. That's how we bring forth miracles in our life. Because we know that everything works on a program. Everything works according to a plan. According to a very wonderful, beautiful, magical plan. And that magical plan is for each one of us to use every moment of our life if we choose. But we can only do so if we are aware of the miracles that we are and that we have take place in our life every moment. Are you ready to be in charge of the miracles in your life? Are you ready to recognize them and call them forth? Magic is fulfilled treatment or prayer. We make a prayer and we say, I now am whole and perfect. I now am whole and perfect. Dear Lord, I now am whole and perfect. We say, oh God, I'm now whole and perfect. We say, every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect now. Now, this is a prayer, and the prayer is more of an affirmation, more of a statement of truth about ourselves than anything else. And this treatment, that statement of truth about ourselves, reminds us who we are. Because oftentimes we forget. We forget when we see things happening, when we allow ourselves to forget that we are wonderful, that we are fantastic, that we are gloriously made, gloriously in every single way. And when we take that glorious, wonderful way that we're made by speaking our word and bringing about all the experiences in our life, we know that we are in charge of the magic. Sometimes we wait and we see something bad happen. We watch a movie. The movie has magic in it. And they don't perform the magic until it's necessary. They don't perform the magic until it's necessary. And that's because they are not really learned in using magic in their life. A person who uses magic in their life is a person that at all times is saying the truth about themselves. A person who at all times is saying the truth about all the circumstances in their life. A person who at all times is saying who and what they really are and how they really are and what's going on in their world. A person who truly knows what's going on is a person who is operating magic to its highest and most beautiful and most wonderful way. When you say, I am whole and perfect, when you say, I am wonderful, when you say, I am ideal, when you say, I am good, when you say, I am wonderful, when you say, I am wonderful, when you say, I am wonderful, when you say that again and again and again, pretty soon that's the only thought that's in your mind. And that's the only experience that's in your body and affairs. When you say, I am wonderful, when you say that about yourself, you are creating yourself to be that wonderful, fantastic, beautiful, marvelous self that you are. This is all that it takes to live in magic. This is all that it takes to live in the fulfillment of the miracles now happening in our world. We ask for a treatment, and it is done. This we expect, but do not know how or why it is done. We expect this, but we do not know why or how this is done. This is treatment. We speak our word, and it is done. And then we let it go, and we go on in the realization that it is done into all sorts of other beautiful things that happen in our life. All sorts of other things that are marvelous and beautiful. Did you ever wake up in the morning and say, oh, what a beautiful morning? Now, in the next house, someone might be waking up and saying, oh, what a beautiful day. In another house, someone might be waking up and say, oh, what a terrible day. Now, two people are going to experience wonderful days because they proclaim it, and one person is going to experience a terrible day because that person proclaims it. Do you have the wisdom to proclaim whatever you'd like in your life? When you say to a dog, come, do you expect the dog to go? No, you expect the dog to come to you. But that's a miracle. That's a miracle that this dog, who doesn't speak your language, has learned what some of your words or attitudes mean and responds to them. And true, that's what happens. The dog responds to some of your attitudes, and that's glorious. Now, do you expect the dog to come or to go? If you expect the dog to come, he will come. Now, sometimes you have to train yourself to know that this is a command that you're giving and that that's the result that you want. And that's the expectation that you have. That's a miracle that you want to take place in your life. Yes, we can use the treatment. It is done. And we can say, come, Rex, and Rex will come to us lovingly, joyfully, beautifully. And if we say, come, Rex, and we don't expect him to come, then we don't get the result. He doesn't come. Now, is it that easy? It sure is. Is it that way all the time? It sure is. Ask for treatment, and it is done. Come, Rex. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm a happy, happy, happy person in everything I do. I am joyous. Yes. This is what we expect, but we do not know why or how it's done. I walk along the path and quietly speak my word, say, Rex, come with me. And in a moment, he's right next to me. Where he had been before, it doesn't matter. He could have been a long ways away or nearby. But when I spoke my word and I said, come, walk with me now. I like it when you walk with me. He walks with me. He's there. This is a program I have built up inside of me. This is my miracle with Rex, and it happens all the time. When we ask for treatment, it is done. This we expect, but we do not know why or how it's done. It's just done. We use this in healing relationships. We use this in healing. Whatever the healing need, we speak our word, and it is done. We see it done. We don't see it not done. If we see it not done, truly, it is not done. If we see it done, it is done. In our relationships, we say, I am surrounded by harmonious beings, and everyone is loving and beautiful, and it is done. I am independently wealthy, and it is done. I am wise. I know exactly how to use principle and how to use the law and how to use all things in my life, and my life is fulfilled, and it is done. Are you ready for the miracles in your life persistently, consistently, to be done all the time? If you are, then use the principle to put it in motion. Say, I don't expect, and you won't have. Say, I expect, and it is done. Say, Rex, come, and under my breath, I don't whistle, I don't shout, I don't look around. I just say, come, and he comes. This is the magic of communication between myself and my divine self. And the result that I want is that my dog is at my side, that I live in my ideal body, that I'm surrounded by harmonious beings, that my world is beautiful, that miracles are now my reality. Let them be your reality too, every moment of your life, and live the most glorious, fulfilled life you could ever imagine for yourself, now and forevermore. That's the way it works. Ask for treatment, it's done. This we expect, but we do not know why or how it's done. We just know that it's done, and it is done. Have a lovely day, filled with miracles that you know you put into motion for yourself, and know that it is done now.